This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life voters and others who support pro-life candidates may make history in November's elections. Despite huge outlays of cash, some abortion-friendly candidates are outspending their opponents 3-1. Abortion-friendly candidates are disappointed in pre-election polling results. November 6, pro-life voters could make a big difference. Gosnell, the big screen story of the trial of infamous abortionist Dr. Kermit Gosnell, continues racking up viewer accolades and big audiences, while most Americans who get entertainment news from major media don't know the name Gosnell. On the day the Gosnell movie debuted, a New Jersey 40 Days for Life campaign was outside a high-volume abortion clinic when paramedics showed up. When pro-life activists looked into the 911 dispatch records, they found the clinic used a new name for failed abortion: miscarriage. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. A full 80% of Irish citizens oppose recent state actions to strip medical doctors and other health workers of conscience rights. Ireland's parliament has been on an unchecked rampage for abortion since the May 25th referendum stripping away constitutional protections for the unborn. And Scotland is experimenting with at-home chemical abortions without supervision. A recent Swedish study found significant problems with unsupervised chemical abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.